The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. Well, let's start with some good news. Planned Parenthood is closing two abortion clinics here in the state of Ohio. They just put out this tweet this morning, about 10:13 this morning. Breaking news. This, again, is from Planned Parenthood. Cuts to funding for reproductive health care. They will never, ever, ever say abortion. Reproductive health care. They won't even admit they do abortions, and yet that is where the majority of their money comes from. All right, anyway, back to the tweet. Cuts to funding for reproductive health care, both from the state of Ohio and the Trump-Pence administration, are forcing us to make very difficult decisions about the future of our health centers. And then the follow-up tweet says, it is with great sadness that we announce the Springdale and Western Hills health centers will be forced to close after Friday, September 20th. We care deeply about the health of our patients and will be available to continue providing health care services at one of our nearby locations. More information coming soon. Now, what they do not say, what they do not admit, they could continue all of the services they provide if they simply said, okay, we're going to stop doing abortion. If they would simply say, we're going to stop doing abortions, not one penny would be cut from the state of Ohio funding or from federal funding. And yet, you hear Planned Parenthood say all the time, well, abortion is just it's a teeny-weeny little thing that we do. Oh, sure, it's a part. But, oh, my goodness, we do so much more because we care about women. Now, if they really cared about women, and if abortion was just a really small part of what they do, don't you think that out of care and concern for women, if all of the other services they provide are so important, don't you think they would say, okay, You know, we're going to fight this in the courts, and who knows what's going to happen in the next presidential election. But so we do not have to stop, so that we do not have to stop services to women other than abortion, we're going to drop abortion for a short time in order to get the funds, and so we can continue providing health-saving services to the women in our community. No, 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 no. Just going to close them up. No more cancer screenings. No more of any of the services that they provide. Just shut them down. They would rather shut their facilities down than stop providing abortions. Well, they are considering that very, very bad news. I don't know about you. I'm considering it very, very good news. Very good news. Speaking of good news, Joy, we're not any busier than anybody else, but Joy and I are pretty busy with, you know, the radio and our ministry, and it has been a long time since we just did something enjoyable. And I'm sad to say that and a little embarrassed because we should. But anyway, I get home from the radio station Friday. We have a quick dinner. Joy had a delicious meal prepared. And at the end of the meal, Joy said, why don't we just do something fun, enjoyable? I said, that's a great idea. And then we just kind of looked at each other. Why don't we go to a movie? And we realized we had not seen Overcomer yet. So real quick, we checked, could we get tickets? We could. There are still good seats available. And Joy and I went Friday night to see the movie Overcomer. And my goodness, are we glad that we did. Unbelievable movie, folks. If you have not seen it, please, please, please see it. It is powerful. It is one, the theology is deep enough and straight enough that this is the kind of movie that churches would show in their sanctuary, in their church, because it's just so solid and powerful. It not only has the plan of salvation, I mean, I don't know that, I don't think I have ever been to a movie theater. I've seen, you know, Christian movies that we've shown in church and so forth that had the plan of salvation this powerful, but I've never been in a movie theater where the gospel was so absolutely crystal clear, including the sinner's prayer. But it went beyond just giving the gospel and the plan of salvation. The underlying theme of the entire movie is our identity in Christ. Folks, listen. This is the very foundation of the ministry that God has given to Joy and I, Crossbar Ministries. That is what our ministry is about, our identity in Christ. The book that I wrote several years ago is all about our identity in Christ. The book that Joy wrote just last year, Our Identity in Christ. We do Crossbar weekends all over the country. The theme is Our Identity in Christ. We have a DVD set, seven sessions on three DVDs. The theme of the whole series, Our Identity in Christ. Our marriage seminars, the underlying theme is Our Identity in Christ. I don't believe I have ever seen a Christian movie that dealt with who are you? Who are you? And focused on our identity in Christ. We were blown away. Acting is excellent, even though there is not one single famous, well-known Hollywood actor. You know, the formula has been recently, if you're going to get into the movie theaters, you got to have, you know, a big name. Kevin Sorbo, who used to be Hercules, or was the other guy? I can't think. Anyway, not a single Hollywood actor or actress But the acting is phenomenal. Cinematography is excellent. The storyline has twists and turns. It never, you know, a lot of movies kind of, you know, you go through a lull in the middle. It just kind of drags. There's never a time in this movie that it drags. And it would be hard for me to think of any more superlatives to describe this movie. And I think what impresses me most, we have seen this over and over again, whether it's a musician or movie makers, the more popular they become, the more successful they become, the more they feel they have to water down the message. We got to water it down to get bigger exposure, bigger crowds, more movie theaters, you know, bigger crowds than our concerts and so forth. We got to water it down. So each subsequent project that they do gets a little more shallow. This is the deepest movie that they've produced. And I'm just so proud of them. And they are doing incredibly well. This past weekend, the previous weekend, they were number 6 overall. The previous weekend, they went up a spot. That never happens. It's standard. Sometimes a movie will stay in the same spot ratings-wise, revenue-wise, for a couple of weeks. But then they always drop week after week after week. Overcomer actually rose one spot. Week before last, it was number 6 nationally. This past weekend, it was number 5 nationally. And this also never happens. In week number 3, they added 326 theaters. Listen, if it's a Christian movie, by the time you get to week 3, you've probably dropped half of your theaters. This never happens. A 33.8% increase in the number of theaters. That just never happens. So anyway, I have high praise for Overcomer. If you haven't seen it, I don't know how long it'll be in the movie theaters, but if you haven't seen it, go see it. Take an unsaved person with you. Take Christians with you that are struggling with their identity in Christ. It's a great movie. It far exceeded my expectations. Far exceeded my expectations. So I'm surprised it took us so long to get there. But anyway, we went. I hope you will go as well. All right, we need to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. If you have been watching this drama off the coast of Georgia, this massive tanker ship, it's filled with cars, vehicles, and I think it was leaving the port, but it's filled with, I think, over 2,000 vehicles, leaves the port and flips on its side, catches fire. I was going to say how many feet long it is, but I'll get it wrong. Anyway, all of the crew members were rescued yesterday except for 4, and there was a great deal of concern about their safety, their well-being. Well, earlier this morning, they made contact, tapping on the side of the hull. Those that escaped were pretty sure where they thought they were. They were in the engine room or down by the propeller shaft. So rescuers tapped on the side of the hull. They got an answer back, communicated somehow. They cut a hole in the side of the ship And three of the four have now been rescued. And the report is that they are in good condition. It was just reported like 2 minutes ago that the fourth individual is stuck behind glass. I have no idea what that means. But they are trying to extricate the fourth crew member as well. But three of the four have been rescued. They are in good condition, good health. And they are attempting right now, as we speak, to rescue the fourth person. And again, they're reporting that the fourth individual is trapped behind glass. But I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, what a terrifying thing to be. Yeah, what was the movie? The Poseidon Adventure. Wasn't that it, Aaron? The Poseidon Adventure, the movie, the big ocean liner that turned upside down. Everything was upside down, and they had to crawl up to the bottom of the ship. You didn't see that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Aaron. That was a classic. Sometimes I wonder about this boy, his education, his upbringing. I don't know how he could have made it without seeing the, I think it was the Poseidon Adventure.
Or how do you not know? Well, everyone's seen the Poseidon Adventure.
Well, yeah, of course.
No,
yeah.
I think it is. So what I'm looking at, if it was 1972, and it looks like it's a boat that's upside down.
Yeah, it was a big ocean liner, and it flips completely upside down. So in order to escape, they have to climb up to the bottom of the ship. And I think they all get out finally, but anyway. I don't know whether you're a soccer fan at all, but there is a huge rivalry that has developed just recently between the Columbus Crew and the Cincinnati MLS team. I don't even remember what the name is for the Cincinnati team, but it is it's an interstate rivalry, Interstate 71. Well, if you have driven I-71 south, you have probably seen a huge sign beside the road. I believe it's on the east side of 71. And it says, Hell is Real. It's down by Mount Sterling. Well, hell is real. Well, somebody thought this would be a great marketing ploy to promote this interstate and intrastate rivalry. So they marked it the Hell is Real rivalry between Cincinnati and Columbus. And you know, at first, I was really offended. I thought, boy, you people are not going to be making fun of hell someday. And then I got to thinking, at least there is attention being given. Hey, we got to take a break. And we'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.